This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Busy Wednesday, so at least we are getting through the week, and I'm pretty sure today's going to be kind of a crazy day, just knowing how the day started with this Oval Office meeting with the president of South Africa. And yeah, you know, I've been hearing about these claims of genocide that's been happening there for months. It has not been addressed in our country. I mean, if there's a claim of genocide happening anywhere, what I still can't understand is, when are we going to realize we don't have an actual media in this country? Because they're not interested in investigating and finding out if it's happening. All they're interested in doing is just denying that it's happening with no basis whatsoever, other than to say that, well, Trump said it, so therefore it must not be happening. Well, but what if it is? What if it's real? Why not take 5 minutes to actually do your job and try to figure this out? But they're not. CNN's already doing the usual nonsense of pretending like Trump is just making stuff up. And then I guess they'll write a book about it at some point and tell us how the genocide was real. And then Jake Tapper can go on about how he was calling it real the whole time, even though we'll have audio of him saying otherwise, because that's the fallout over the whole Biden thing, clearly. A golfer admits his family faced attacks in South Africa. That happened in the White House. I mean, wait till you hear the audio of this, and we've got a lot for you. It is fun being an afternoon drive, I will tell you that, because we get first crack at all the fun stuff. We really do. And I'm just saying, oh, look, our buddy Joel Pollack's on Fox News. I thought he was banned from that network. It's good to see people are going back on that. That's good. By the way, shameless plug, I'll be on there tomorrow and Friday. But I'll give you more details on that as we go on. Let's begin, though, with what took place, so you know what we're talking about. I know Dom talked about it earlier, so you're probably aware of this. And I'm just going to say this. Did I make a decision in this election not to waste your time on Larry Krasner? Yes. Why? Because I knew Larry Krasner was going to win. And there was nothing. This was a fait accompli. You know, I told you I was hanging out with the cops the other night. And they all said to me, he's going to win, right? And I said, yeah. I mean, 4 years ago, we invested heavily in working against him. I had John McNesby from the FOP Lodge 5 on. They had the Mr. Softy truck. And we tried to get rid of Larry Krasner. And this time around, I said, don't even bother, because if last time he won, he's going to win this time, because the effort last time was a very concerted efforts with prominent Philadelphia Democrats coming out against him, like Ed Rendell, Michael Nutter, and the former DA, Seth Williams, and he still won. So, you know, this city's freaking nuts. I don't know what to tell you. If you live here, my sympathies to you. This show, as you know, what I do with this show, just in case you're curious, and you're probably curious, I just talk about whatever interests me. That's just what I do. If it interests me, I talk about it. I don't care if it's local, national, regional, semi-local, micro-local, international, outer space, movies, whatever I'm interested in, I talk about. Because for the most part, it's going to be interesting if I'm interested in it. If I'm not interested in it, I'm not going to talk about it because it would be boring to you. Although sometimes I talk about things that do bore you. Like yesterday, I got some feedback from our listener, our friend, Sarah, who said that our conversation about the audio over Zoom was boring. Fine, fair enough. That happens every now and then, but it's rare. But I don't set out to do a show that's national or local or not local or not national. And I've had idiots who've tried to give me advice on how to do the show. And I said, there's an old saying in life, if it's not broken, don't fix it. And there's nothing broken about this show. In fact, it's better than it's ever been. So don't tell me things and try to get in my head. I have no interest in hearing it. So I don't like feedback of any kind, except positive feedback. Lots and lots of positive feedback. But what interests me and what interests you happens to be what's going on in our country nationwide, because it's insane. Now, when there is something that is, say, quote unquote, local. So I had this conversation once with a radio program director. And he was like, well, how do you handle local? And I said, what does that even mean, local? Well, like a local story. I said, well, if it's a local story and it's interesting, then it'll be interesting to everybody no matter where they live. It doesn't matter if they live there or not. It's going to be interesting to everybody. Like, I don't live in South Africa, but I think this story is fascinating about the president of the United States confronting the president of South Africa about genocide. I don't live in South Africa. So if I talk about the New Jersey governor's race and say you're in Florida or you're in Ohio or you're in Washington or you're in Pennsylvania or Delaware or Maryland or any of the other dozens of states that the Zioli Army resides in, you know why it's going to be interesting? A, because I'm talking about it and I make everything interesting. B, it's because there's a reason why you should be interested in it. And in this case, the reason why is because this race is going to set the stage for the future. And the Republicans have a chance of winning it in a big, big way. As long as we don't make stupid mistakes and do dumb things, which I will explain to you. And also because the Democrats and their behavior in Newark, New Jersey, which you could say is local, but maybe not local because I don't know if it's our listening area or not. I have no idea. This is the other thing. Nowadays, with streaming and with the app and with podcasts, everything technically can be local because you might be listening on a boat drinking margaritas, or maybe you might be listening in El Salvador at a prison drinking margaritas with Chris Van Hollen. I don't know. I don't know what your schedule is like. All I know is this. What's happening everywhere around us right now, we are living in such an exciting time. And here in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, this area right now, this city, gone. I mean, like, Larry Krasner, gone. So I'm not going to spend time when I know the outcome already, because my ability to predict elections, there's simply, and I don't want to brag here, yes, I do, there's no one better at predicting elections than me. And I knew he was going to win. So that's the reason why I didn't really spend too much time on this. But my point is, yesterday at the White House, when I took the kids up to stand behind the podium where the White House press secretary speaks, we took pictures, and it's on my Instagram page, at Zioli Show, Zeoli Show. You know what they said to me? So I saw Keegan, Matt DeSantis. I saw Keegan, who is Caroline Leavitt's assistant, and I introduced her to my kids. And you know what Keegan said to my kids?
What's that?
She said, your dad matters. He helped us so much win this election. That's what she said.
That was very nice of her.
And you know what the White House Deputy Communications Director, Kalen Dorr, said?
What?
He fist bumped Patrick. He said, it's good to see you again. I saw you at the Eagles, with the Eagles. Your dad and his army, that's why we won Pennsylvania. That's what he said. He said that.
Did anyone say hello to me? You could have just lied and said yes. I wasn't going to, you know, follow up with them.
Justin, they said hello to you, by the way, producer Justin.
Oh, that's very nice of them.
Yeah,
they wanted me to send.
They said, please send our best to Justin. I said I would certainly do that.
Absolutely love that. Thank you. Thank you guys at the White House.
Yeah, it's the least I can do is share that. Send that back on to you. You know what I mean? Now,
appreciate it.
Yo, you're welcome. Now, my point is, when I craft this show, what we do is we look at the incredible breaking news that's around us at every single solitary second of the day, and then we bring it to you with very little preparation. Here's why. Because how can you prepare when the president of the United States is sitting there with the president of South Africa accusing the guy of genocide, how do you prepare for that? Because nobody can prepare for that because it's the most unpredictable time we've ever lived in. So all you can do is go with your instincts and you take your instincts and you go, wait a second here. I have a feeling, knowing Donald Trump, knowing the way he plays this, he's not going to sit there in the Oval Office and take a risk and roll the dice about South African genocide unless he had proof, because that's not how Donald Trump rolls. What he does do, however, is he sets people up to accuse him of not having the facts, and then he bombards them with the facts, and then they all look like idiots for doubting him in the first place. And that's what he does. And he's really, really good at that, by the way, better than anybody. He's better than anybody good at that. So let's take the Hunter Biden laptop, for example. Let's go back in time. Do you remember when Donald Trump sat down with Leslie Stahl and he said that that laptop was Russian disinformation? Remember that? And do you know what Jake Tapper said yesterday to Megyn Kelly? Jake Tapper said to Megyn Kelly yesterday, Hunter Biden was the problem. But do you know what Jake Tapper was saying during the Hunter Biden laptop fiasco and all the years prior to that? Jake Tapper was out there defending Hunter Biden. See, Trump was right about the Hunter Biden laptop, and so were you, and so were we. Just like we were right about COVID coming from a lab and not from an undercooked bat burger with a side of pangolin fries and a raccoon dog aioli. We were right about that. We were also right about so many other things over the years that they told us that we were wrong about, including the fact that Biden was not going to be the candidate. And I told you that, and Biden was not the candidate. What is my point? Very simple. You cannot pretend for a second that we live in an era of media, because the media is dead. It is dead. There is no media in this country. There are people that broadcast. There are broadcasters, and there are good ones, and then there are great ones, and then there are exceptional ones. But there's no media, you understand. There are broadcasters, and they have different platforms. Some of those broadcasters do it on places like CNN. Some do it on podcasts. Some do it on YouTube. Some do it on radio stations. Some do it vis-a-vis a newspaper podcast. They're all broadcasters, but it's not media. It's not journalism. That's dead. It's just simply someone broadcasting a message. And what you have to realize in this day and age we live in is that everybody who's broadcasting a message, everybody is bought and paid for by somebody. Everybody. Bought and paid for by somebody. So you take NPR, for example. They're bought and paid for by the federal government and the Democrats. Take PBS. Bought and paid for by who? And the Democrats and the government. We're bought and paid for by our sponsors and our advertisers. And that's it. That's it. That's where the loyalty lies. Advertisers, because you trust me and you know that I'm telling you the truth, and then you're going to go and support them because they support us, and that's how it works, and that's why it works. But these big media companies out there, the big ones that own ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, NBC Nightly, all of them, they are owned by companies that do business on a global scale, and as part of that, they want to make sure that the message makes their customers happy. I'll give you a great example of that. ABC is owned by Disney, which is owned by China, which means that ABC News is a division of China, which is why their chief political guy is a guy named George Stephanopoulos, who is, in fact, for the record, the former communications director for Bill Clinton. And that guy is one of the biggest BS artists in America. And he is a guy who goes out there and lies on a weekly basis and pushes the Democrat narrative on everything. Why? Because ABC wants to make sure that their parent company, China, is happy with them. That's what they do. CBS News is owned by Viacom, which is, they got Paramount, they got a streaming, and they want to make China happy, and they want to have all their screens. CNN is owned by who? Warner Brothers Discovery. That's right. And Warner Brothers Discovery, Warner Brothers makes a lot of content. In fact, they've got a movie coming out this summer that I'm super excited to see. It's called Superman. You might have heard of it. But Warner Brothers wants to make sure that those movies all play globally around the world, and they make lots and lots of money in the box office overseas. You cannot name an independent media company out there. Now, we work for Odyssey, which is owned by George Soros. But luckily, nobody has told me what to say. And if they do, I'll quit. And they know that. But we are paid by our sponsors and our advertisers. And our only goal is to make them money. That's it. That's our only goal. So when I say to you, the top story of the hour is brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, it's because Dr. Mike Veneria is paying a lot of money to support me and the station and you to keep us afloat and to keep us independent of corporate people that want to drive a message and a narrative to please their corporate masters above them. See, this is the thing about Jake Tapper that people don't get. And I'm going to break it down for you very, very simply. What I was saying before about the time that a program director told me, do you do local? Do you do national? Do you do regional? That's because there's this time where they said, well, you got to focus on local stories. And I said, well, that's boring. Like, who wants to hear about a Deptford Sewer Commission meeting? That's boring. I don't want to talk about that. If it's interesting, I'll talk about it. So I just did, as usual, whatever I wanted to do. And it worked. Because of you, because of your incredible loyalty. Now, with CNN, though, what they tell their people is, we want you to go out there and peddle that conservatives are mean and Joe Biden has his faculties in place because our parent company wants to make sure Donald Trump does not become president again. Because Donald Trump was really tough on China and China does not want him back in there. So you have to go out there and defend Joe Biden. And their people go out and do that. Now, I mean, it's different, obviously, when you sit down with a radio consultant. Hey, he looks at you and goes, you want to know the secret of success, kid? Local. That's what you want to do. Cover local stories. And I sit there and go, if you were good at what you did, you would not be a consultant. You'd have a job. You'd have a show. You'd have your own show. And you wouldn't be telling me how to have a show that I already have. But now, on a bigger level, it's somebody sitting down with Jake Tapper and going, here's what you got to do, kid. You want to make everybody happy on the 10th floor? You want to make Warner Brothers Discovery happy? You got to beat up. You got to save Biden. You got to save the Democrats. Because if that guy Trump gets in here, China's not going to be happy. And we make a lot of money showing our movies on screens in China. And it's the same thing with CBS. And it's the same thing with NBC. And it's exactly the same thing, of course, with ABC Disney China. They're all owned. Now, the reason why I love Fox News so much is because it's a private family company, the Murdochs. Their interest is just purely their interest. That's it. And they make a ton of money with Fox News. They make a ton of cash with it. It's the number one cable channel in the world. They make a ton of cash with it. They have a model that works and they love to do it. And that's great. But they're not looking to sell Fela's show like Fox News Saturday night. They're not looking to air that in Beijing. So that means then Jimmy Fallon doesn't have to worry about kowtowing to China. Do you remember the time the actor John Cena had to apologize in Mandarin Chinese because he said that Taiwan was a free country? And his masters who control him in Hollywood said, oh, my God, China's not going to allow our movie, our crappy Fast and Furious 85 to be shown. John Cena, you have to apologize. So John Cena starts apologizing in Mandarin Chinese to the Chinese people, to the government of China, to the CCP, for his slip about saying Taiwan was a free country. And then China said, okay, no problem. We'll let you show your crappy Fast and Furious 87 in our theaters, and then you can make your billions of dollars. This is the game. This is how it works. What everybody's missing about Jake Tapper, what everybody's missing about everyone in the media is that they're not media. These are businesses. There's no media. There's no journalism. They're people who have jobs to broadcast, and they have people that pay their checks. And the only question for you is, the people that sign their paychecks, do they have an agenda? Like, my agenda is very, very obvious. I want you to support. Here's my agenda today. I want you to support the following people. I want you to support Dr. Mike Veneria. I want you to support Tri-County Auto, the Grand Hotel of Cape May. I want you to support Garden State Earthworks and Emmons Roofing. That's my agenda. You do that, you'll make me very, very happy. And then I can come on here and say whatever I want. The day ever comes, they tell me I can't. I'm out of here. Start the podcast the next day. You're there with me, and we'll kill it. We'll crush it. I'm not worried about that. It's ready to go. It's turnkey. See, I carved out the rights to my podcast years ago. So it's literally the next day. It's not a week. It's not 6 months. It's not a year. It's the next day. The Zioli podcast is live, and you're right there with me. That's the thing. But Jake Tapper and MSNBC, who owns MSNBC? NBC, who owns NBC? Well, Comcast Xfinity, what do? They make movies. When we were out in Universal Studios, we did the Universal Studios Hollywood tour. Do you know they had a big movie called Wicked? Wicked made like $80 billion or something like that. I'm obviously rounding up, but it made a ton of cash. Most of that money came internationally. See, the secret is, as the media, quote unquote media, has consolidated into these big corporations, which is why I call it the corporate media, their news divisions had to become mouthpieces for who owns them so that the parent companies can continue to make their real cash. It's not CNN. It's the movies that Warner Brothers streams on screens in Asia, in China. That's the reality. That's the truth. Don't doubt me on this. Because when Margaret Brennan had the ambassador from China to the United States of America on her show in February of 2020, and that guy sat there and said, it's racist to say COVID came from a lab. And what did I tell you back then? I said, who owns CBS? CBS is owned by Paramount. Paramount makes shows and movies, and they have their Paramount Plus app, which is bizarre because you can't watch Yellowstone on it. You have to use Paramount, the Paramount app, but not the Paramount Plus app. It's all very confusing. And by the way, Mobland, which is streaming now on Paramount Plus, outstanding show, great show. My point is, CBS had to do the bidding of China so that they can continue to show all their stuff in China. So in 2020 rolled around, and that election in that fall of 2020, and every single corporate media outlet was telling you the Hunter Biden laptop was in fact, was in fact misinformation. They were doing that because China wanted Trump gone. Understand that, and you'll understand the game. Because everyone, and I mean everyone, is bought and paid for by somebody. Tom Homan is up next. The one and only, the man himself. Don't go away.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Very excited about this. The one and only, the man himself, the border czar. He's crushing it. He's saving America. Tom Homan. Mr. Homan, how are you today, sir?
I'm busy.
I know you are. Thank you for making time.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know,
no problem.
I saw you at the White House yesterday. You gave my son a fist bump. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate that. He loved it. Let's talk about the One Big Beautiful Bill. This is key to what you need to do, what you need to accomplish, right?
Absolutely. It's going to help on the borders. It's going to help in the interior. Look, we got the most secure border in the history of the country, but we need to finish it. We need to make it permanent, right? We need more border walls. Border walls work. Every place a border wall is built, illegal immigration went down, illegal drug flow went down. So we need border wall, plus we need the technology to go over that wall. I mean, even some of the existing wall we built during Trump 45, Biden stopped adding the technology that makes that wall a smart wall. So we got the technology in the existing wall. We got to build more wall. We got to put more water buoys in there. Water buoys are very effective. Saves a lot of lives if people won't try to go across the river with buoys there. Some buoys, you can't get over them. And, you know, technology at the port of entry is to capture more drugs. So, yeah, it's going to help us solidify the border, help us, maybe DOD can relax a little bit, get off the border as we gain operational control of the border. So we got more to do to make our successes on the border permanent. And as far as interior enforcement, we really need money there. We need money for more beds, detention beds. We need more money for transportation, both over the ground and in the air, you know, internationally. We need more boots on the ground. We need more contract support to do things that doesn't require a badge and gun. I mean, we're doing good on the interior, but we can do a hell of a lot more with more money, and we need to do a lot more. We're doing about 3 times more than Biden did, but Biden didn't do anything. So I'm not happy with 3 times more. We need to be 10 times more. So the American people voted President Trump to run the biggest deportation operation in this nation's history. We need money to do it, because without money, we're paddling water.
You have done a remarkable job, Tom Homan. Everyone says it. The work you've done, the work your team has done, it's exceptional. But what you just said there is key. You have to make it permanent. And you also have to get DOD to be able to relax so that you can have operational control, because people don't realize that. The efforts of DOD in helping to ensure what you've been able to accomplish, which is a secure border, because you have effectively ended the crisis, but now it has to become permanent.
Right. And we want to make it so the next administration can't come in and ruin everything, you know. And the border is important. Like, we had to plug the hole in the boat before, you know, rather than just keep bailing water out of the boat. Now we're at a stage we've got to bail water. Boat's full. So, you know, we're out there. We're busting our butts every day. Sanctuary cities are, you know, making it more or less efficient, because now we've got to send whole teams out looking for somebody that wants to be found rather than getting them into jail. But look, our arrest numbers by ICE are hovering around 90,000. It should be about 300,000 right now. We need more boots on the ground. That takes more money. We need more, officers on the ground. We need more. We need a bigger fleet to put more officers in the field. But the most important thing is detention beds. Everybody we arrest, we need a bed for. We need to bed them down for several days or several nights while we make the flight arrangements and all the things that we're required to do before we put someone on an airplane and send them home. So we got a lot more to do. Like right now, we got just shy of 700,000 illegal aliens in this country with criminal convictions. I'm not going to arrest every one of them are gone. So we got a lot more people to arrest. We can do it quicker, faster, more efficient if we had the funding to do it.
You just said criminal convictions, Tom Homan, which means that they had due process.
Well, they at this country, we can commit a crime against U.S. citizen and convicted of it. But instead of, you know, giving them to us, they released them to the street. So we got to go find these bad guys and get them out of here. It takes money. It takes resources. It takes boots on the ground. It takes planes. It takes buses. So we need more money to get this done. And I hope, you know, it shouldn't be a partisan issue. You know, everybody should want illegal alien public safety threats removed from this country. However, a lot of people in Democratic don't want it. But here's what I'm saying. There shouldn't be one Republican up on the Hill that says no to this bill. President Trump's been given the mandate, which means they've been given the mandate. Let's get this done.
But, you know, it's just that you're getting attacked unfairly for denying due process to people. And my point is that these people have had multiple layers of due process. And also, they're being housed in facilities that are top-notch facilities, better than American jails in many cases. And yet the media and Democrats are out there screaming about due process. And they're also screaming about the fact that these facilities are not okay. And they're lying about that. They're just absolutely lying.
Look, everybody gets due process. It's just different levels of due process. The Alien Enemies Act, that was written by Congress, not by Tom Homan. The Alien Enemies Act has a requirement for less due process because they're enemies of the country. So it's a quicker, more expedient way to get rid of enemies of the country. So we follow the rules of the Alien Enemies Act and due process. I know these agents spent hundreds of hours in every file, ensuring that there were gang members, going over the criminal history, the immigration history, going over social media, going over confidential informant statements, going over surveillance tapes, to build a case to ascertain and verify these people were members of these organizations. So they had a lot of due process. But if the same people keep yelling and screaming about due process and asking the secretary yesterday about habeas, where was the habeas for the January 6th people? Where was their habeas?
Yeah.
Where was their due process? How many of them were locked up forever with never no judicial attention? So, you know, it's just we're giving everybody due process. That's a different level of due process. We're following the law. Unlike the last administration, we're actually enforcing laws on the books. We're using every tool in our toolbox, including the Alien Enemies Act, which was enacted by Congress. We're using every tool in our toolbox to keep President Trump's promise to the American people that we're going to make this country safe again from criminal illegal aliens.
One big beautiful bill, Tom Homan, you mentioned something about buoys and you said buoys save lives. This is critical here because crossing the border illegally is very dangerous. And the previous administration gave them so many incentives to try and a lot of people lost their lives doing so. And the deterrence to that is critical. And what you just said is very important.
Oh, yeah. Over 4,000 aliens died making the journey under Biden, which was an historic record. Walls save lives because women and children can't get over that wall, which means women and children go to a place where there's not a wall. And what's waiting on them? Men and women in the Border Patrol who's going to deal with their medical issues right off the bat because a lot of them are in bad shape making that journey. So that saves lives. And the buoy saves lives. You can't get over that buoy. The buoy is very well constructed. And those who want to risk going in that river and taking on that current, many die crossing that river. When they see that buoy system in, they're not going to make that attempt. So it's going to save lives, absolutely. A secure border not only saves migrant lives, saves U.S. citizen lives, because less fentanyl is getting in this country to kill Americans.
I got to ask you about Newark, New Jersey. You know, I've been involved in New Jersey politics most of my career, and that political stunt was done because that guy, Ross Baraka, who's the mayor of Newark, is running for governor of New Jersey in a very crowded Democrat primary, and he wanted to get arrested. They wanted a confrontation with your guys to give them all this media attention. This was done. This is a deliberate political stunt to try to elevate them to the top of the pack.
You know, it's politics over public safety. And like I said, from day one, they want to go look at a facility, do it the right way, go through the security process, go through the, you know, a badging process, and we'll get you in. Because we got nothing to hide. We got the highest attention standards in the industry. That facility that they're protesting at, that facility shames every other facility in the state of New Jersey, whether it's a county jail or it's a state prison. I'll put them up. I'll put our facility up against anybody. Highest detention standards in the industry. So all you have to do is do things the right way. You want to come in, we'll open the door for you. But you got to go through the process.
Yeah, they didn't want to go through the process. They wanted a fight. They wanted a confrontation. That's why they did what they did. It was theater, absolutely 100% theater, that had everything to do with the Democrat primary for governor of New Jersey, which is June 10th. They were using, and they're gonna do it again, Tom Homan. They're gonna do it again, no doubt about it. The one big beautiful bill has money for more border agents. This is key. I met a mom and dad who listened to my show. Their son's a border agent. A few years ago, he said, "My son feels like a Walmart greeter. Morale is so low. I know morale is better, much better now that you're there, but it would be even better if there were more to do the job. Am I right about that point?
Oh, yeah. He always needs more resources, absolutely. And it gives him a chance to, you know, really spread out across that border, hit the problem areas, and do some interior enforcement. You know, ban the checkpoints. Checkpoints are pretty much shut down under Biden because the border patrol is so overwhelmed, changing diapers, making baby formula, making hospital runs, that not only are agents taken off the line to deal with the humanitarian crisis, they shut down the checkpoints. So, yeah, border patrol needs more agents. ICE needs many more agents. Again, more boots on the ground, the more security you have. This is the time to do it. Again, American people voted overwhelmingly for President Trump. This was the number one issue. So members of Congress need to listen. American people voted for this. Give it to them. That is your job. You need to answer the call to your constituents. Let's secure the border. Again, I don't care. I don't even believe anybody fights border security. It should be a nonpartisan issue.
Yeah.
There's no downside on border security. There's no downside on secure borders. There's no downside unless women being sex trafficked, or no downside unless fentanyl getting in, no downside unless, you know, people dying making that journey, no downside on bankruptcy and the cartels, no downside on less people on terrorist watches coming across the border. There's no downside on secure borders. So everybody should be on the side of border security.
Tom Homan, I appreciate you, sir. You're calling into a show that has a big reach, but we are centered in Philadelphia, which at one point, the mayor danced, the previous mayor, when it became a sanctuary city. So I'll ask you before I let you go, what's your message to sanctuary cities right now?
Get out of our way. You want to be a sanctuary city, shame on you, but do not cross that line. Do not impede ICE. That's a felony. Do not knowingly harbor concealed illegal alien. That's a felony. Don't commit criminal trespass. And never, ever, ever put your hands on an ICE officer or we will prosecute.
Tom Homan, I appreciate your time, sir. Follow him on X at Real Tom Homan. The border czar, the one and only, the man himself. Let's get that one big, beautiful bill done. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Look at that, DeSantis. You got it done, finally. Only 4 days late, but that's okay. You got it done.
Well, it happened.
It happened. 4 days later, but well, you still got it.
All right. Well, I wasn't the one that decided not to have him on Friday. He's a very busy, busy man.
I forgot to ask him his thoughts on the tush push.
Oh, yeah. That'd have been interesting. I'm sure he likes football.
I see Henry's in here wearing his Eagles jersey. Henry, you want to talk about the tush push?
He can't hear you. He doesn't have headphones on. But Rich just asked you if you have thoughts on the tush push.
Henry Machette, would you like to talk about the tush push?
Sure. Glad it's staying.
Glad the tush push is staying.
I'm glad we had teams on our side, just knowing that it was a bold move by the Packers to try and outlaw it. And I'm glad teams saw it our way.
Now, can I ask you another question? What is the tush push?
What do you mean?
Like, what is it? What is it? What is it?
What do you mean, what is it?
Explain it.
Have you watched Eagles games? Are you asking?
Mama Zioli has no idea what the tush push is. So explain it to Mama
Zioli. So, all right. In a sense, it's when it's third and short or fourth and short, the Eagles will line up in a quarterback sneak formation. The only caveat with this being is that the two members of the backfield will push Jalen Hurts, the quarterback, once he gets the ball. He will push his tush, so to speak, mm-hmm. over the first down marker or the goal line. In order to get that just one measly yard. And not a lot of teams have been able to contain the Eagles when they do that play.
You know who else likes the tush push?
I don't know if I want to answer that.
President Donald Trump.
Okay.
Would you like to hear the audio?
Sure.
I don't know if I mentioned I was at the White House. I took Patrick when the Eagles were there. Did I mention that?
Yeah, I think once or twice.
Once or twice. And this is what the president said about the tush push. Oh, can you tell him to play because he can't hear me?
The Eagles scored a touchdown on their signature play, the tush push. You know what that is? Or is some, I hope they keep that play, Coach. I don't know. What? You know, they're talking about getting rid of that play, I understand. They should keep it. What do you think, Saquon? I like it. You have guys like this pushing you around a little bit. I like it. It's sort of exciting and different. I would like to see something done. I'd like to go back to the regular kickoff, however. We don't like that kickoff where nobody's moving. The ball's in the air, nobody's moving. But I won't ask the coach or Lane or any of the people about that. But as a fan, I don't know. I'm not sure, Jeffrey. or some of the people, they call it the brotherly shove.
Thank you, Mr. President, for having us here.
Al Henry, the NFL today said the tush push can stay.
It is staying for at least one more season. It needed 24 votes to pass in order to ban it. They only got 22.
Wow. Big deal.
Yeah, huge deal.
The big win for President Trump.
Absolutely.
This might be Trump's biggest win to date.
I mean, if you get the kickoff rule changed back, I think it'd be a bigger one, but who knows?
Hey, all right. Henry Machette, good to have you back on the show.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Buddy. Appreciate it. All right, we got a lot to talk about today, and yeah, we will talk about the tush push throughout the show. So I got to get Justin's take on it as well. Matt DeSantis has no idea what football is, so I won't ask him. But listen, now is the time to book a getaway to the beautiful Oceanfront Grand Hotel in Cape May, New Jersey, my happy place. Listen to what you're going to get if you stay. You're going to get resort credits that you can use on site at the property. Now, we're going to be there for our next live show June 20th, and I'm super excited about this because live shows are the best. But you book your June midweek stay. The longer you stay, the more you're going to get back. So stay three nights, you're going to get $60 a night in resort credits. Stay five nights, get $70 a night in resort credits. You stay seven nights, you're going to get $80 a night in resort credits. And you can use your resort credits to make purchases at Hemingway's restaurant. Great food, great drinks, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. My kids love the breakfast. I love the dinner because the steaks are super, I mean, the highest grade, freshest seafood, handcrafted cocktails. You can't beat it. The outdoor pool bar. Take your family on a whale-watching boat cruise if you like. However you want to use the resort credits is up to you. But the key is the Grand Hotel gives it back. And don't rent a shore house. I'll tell you why. First of all, you got to do all the Grand Hotel. They're doing the sheets. They're doing the towels for you. They're doing all these things. And you also have two pools. Most shore houses don't. So what do you do if the weather's bad, the beach is bad, the waves are too rough, and the kids, they're not happy? You are stuck. But at the Grand Hotel, you've got a gigantic, huge outdoor pool and a gigantic indoor saltwater heated pool. Both pools are heated. So you're going to be happy. The kids will be happy. So make your stay today. Go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
If you want to,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Into everything we are discussing. So, the president had a very confrontational meeting with the president of South Africa today, and good for the president to do so. But, you know, what I was saying earlier in my opening monologue about the media and how there's no media, there are just broadcasters who are bought and paid for by somebody. And Jake Tapper, really the epitome of this, because he's doing the bidding of his master, CNN, who's doing the bidding of their masters, Warner Brothers, and the goal was always to help Joe Biden and to stop Donald Trump, until it wasn't to help Joe Biden, because they thought that maybe they could swap Biden out, and that could maybe stop Donald Trump. And these people do the bidding of their corporate masters because their corporate masters have something to sell overseas. The influence of China on these companies cannot be ignored. The influence of the money that's made by Paramount, by Comcast, by Warner Brothers, by Discovery, by all of these entities, you just simply can't ignore it. If you do, you ignore it at your peril, because these are their masters. And I'm going to prove a point to you on this, right? So Jake Tapper was confronted by Megyn Kelly, as you know, but there's a clip about him in 2023 defending Hunter Biden while he was on CNN. Now that he's got his book out, now he's changing his tune on Hunter Biden. So this is Jake Tapper, cut number 8.
There's no evidence to support the allegation my father was financially involved in my business, because it did not happen. There's no fairness or decency in what these Republicans are doing. And I do have to say, whatever you think of Hunter Biden, and there's certainly a lot of people in this town, Democrats and Republicans, that do not think a lot of him. There is a certain kind of like cruelty to the campaign against him. Where is Hunter? Where is Hunter? Where is Hunter?
Hunter was driving the decision making for the family in a way that people, he was almost like a chief of staff of the family.
Does that strike you as pretty bizarre?
It's bizarre because I think he is provably, demonstrably unethical, sleazy, and prone to horrible decisions. I mean,
tell me how you really feel.
Well, I mean, I just look at the record. I mean, after his brother died, he cheated on his wife with his brother's widow and then got her addicted to crack. That's just one thing I could say. I mean, I don't have a lot of personal regard for him.
Same guy. That's the same Jake Tapper saying two totally different things. But it's worse. In 2020, when the Hunter Biden laptop story came out, remember this now. This is October of 2020, mid-October. In politics, they call it the October surprise. So something that could change the trajectory of the campaign. It's COVID. They're pretending that Joe Biden is this kind old man living in his basement, hiding in the basement, keeping you safe from mean tweets and COVID. And the Hunter Biden laptop comes out. The truth of that laptop is that Joe Biden is a corrupt SOB who has spent a lifetime in politics making money off of his office, influence peddling, making himself and his family members rich, which then destroys the narrative they created, the Hollywood production that was Joe Biden in 2020. And then Donald Trump wins again. China, who may or may not have released COVID intentionally, we know they did, to stop Donald Trump because he imposed tariffs on China. China wanted him gone. And Joe Biden ultimately was a client. I mean, he did business with China. We know that. So they wanted Biden in there. So the laptop story comes out. The New York Post, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch, who has no money to make in China, they report on the story. And then the corporate media, owned by Warner Brothers, Paramount, Comcast, Disney, ABC, Disney China, they all do what? They tell you that it's Russian disinformation. Twitter at the time, Facebook, because they, again, these companies get paid a lot of money to advertise their things overseas. So they all went with it. Here's Jake Tapper in 2020 doing the bidding of his masters at CNN. Cut number 9.
Kari, the right wing is going crazy with all sorts of allegations about Biden and his family. Too disgusting to even repeat here. I mean, some of the ones I've seen from the president's son and the president, some of the president's supporters are just wildly unhinged.
Wildly unhinged. See what I mean? It's funny to think about how some people still believe they can trust anything that comes out of the mouths of people on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, or CBS. It's amazing to me that some people think that they can actually take what they have to say at face value. I'm not talking about contributors like Scott Jennings or somebody like that. I mean the paid hosts who are there to be the propagandists to do the bidding of their corporate masters, and that's what we got. I'm here to help my sponsors like Tri-County Auto, and I want you to go support them because they support us. And that's a beautiful thing. I don't have to worry about China. I can say whatever I want about China. Tri-County Auto Group, my buddy Brian Krieger, his wife Cheryl, they're great people. They're wonderful friends. You know, I have a Jeep. I have a Jeep Wrangler. It's green. I love it. I love driving it. You'll love driving a Jeep, too. But maybe you want to go Chrysler. You want to go Dodge. You want to go Ram. Well, they have it at Tri-County Auto. And it's right down the street from King of Prussia, Exton, Downingtown, Collegeville. It's right off 422. So it's super easy to get to. And you'll love that Tri-County Auto Group also has Toyota as well. And more Toyotas are made in America. And they're making a huge investment in America right now as we speak. So what I love about driving an American car like a Jeep, every time I get in and I think I'm driving America, it feels good, that American pride. That's the kind of pride you're going to get when you go to Tri-County, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. And you see my friend Brian Krieger, you see his great team, honest, good people who want to make you a customer for life. And that's why they guarantee the engine and powertrain for a lifetime. Parts and service are guaranteed for a lifetime. And they have the Tri-County Advantage program, 10% off all customer paid service and parts invoices. They save it. They apply it toward the purchase of your next vehicle. 5% towards your 30,000 mile interval service. 5% towards tires, batteries, brakes. In other words, you get money back to keep using. And that's why so many people become a Tri-County customer for life. All you got to do is go to tricounty.com. Tricounty.com. You will see all of the amazing, amazing specials they have right now. You will see how they have employee pricing for everybody. So whether you want to drive a beautiful Jeep Wrangler, maybe you want to go Jeep Compass, maybe you want to have a nice big Ram truck, whatever it is, Tri-County, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, that's where you want to go. Support them. They're great people, and they're easy to get to right off 422. They have one priority, and that's you. Tri-County.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.